This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with internationally known musician and composer David Amram in just a moment. But first, the federal government is spending over $200,000 to study how boozing men look at women. The National Institutes of Health is having researchers at the University of Iowa analyze the actual eye movements of young men when they are drunk and sober. The men will be looking at 200 different scenes involving women in various outfits and poses. The project theorizes that men lose their sensitivities to women's sexual interest as they drink. The Boy Scouts of America has lifted its national ban on gay adult leaders. The vote still allows local scout groups and those sponsored by religious organizations to set their own policies on whether they'll allow gay men to lead scouts. Bobby Christina Brown will be buried next to her mother, Whitney Houston. Sources say after the funeral service in Atlanta, the body will be flown to New Jersey to be buried next to Whitney. Bobby Christina died over the weekend nearly 3 years after her mom tragically died. Shia LaBeouf has been caught on camera admitting that he would have killed girlfriend Mia Goth had locals not intervened during a fight in Germany. In the video, the couple is seen yelling at each other outside of a taxi cab near a hotel, where the 29-year-old actor can be heard threatening to get physical with his girlfriend. LaBeouf tells her, "I don't want to touch you. I don't want to be aggressive. This is the kind of stuff that makes a person abusive." After he walks away, he meets with some unknown people who offer him a ride to the airport. As she enters their car, the 22-year-old Goth takes his backpack and asks him not to leave. LaBeouf repeatedly asks her to give it back. The video then cuts to LaBeouf driving away with a group of people he met with his backpack. He later tells the people in the car, "If I had stayed there, I might have killed her." The rest of the car ride to the airport involves LaBeouf trying and failing to FaceTime actress Megan Fox. He then starts to smoke and starts a conversation with the anonymous men about guns. When one of the locals says he doesn't have a gun, LaBeouf replies, "That's not normal, it's Europe." When they finally arrive at the airport, LaBeouf tells them he is heading to Texas, but doesn't say why. He does tell them, however, that they've become permanent friends and to reach out to him if they ever find themselves in Los Angeles. The Bachelorette, Caitlin Bristow, got engaged on the season finale for season 11. Bristow's two last men standing were Nick and Sean. In the end, she picked Sean, and they're now engaged and told the cameras that they are in love. Sean won the first impression rose on week one of the competition, making him an early frontrunner in the Bachelorette series. If you can't control your shopping habit, you're probably an extrovert. People who are friendly and outgoing love to shop. Researchers found that extroverts are more interested in instant rewards. This makes them less likely to save money and more likely to have impulsive spending and higher credit card debt. Author Ronald Kessler claims Bill Clinton is still cheating on Hillary. In his book, The First Family Details, Secret Service Agents Reveal the Hidden Lives of the Presidents, Kessler claims former President Bill Clinton has a blonde, busty mistress, and she's been codenamed Energizer by Secret Service agents. The security details coordinate to make sure they don't cross paths. She, unlike Hillary, is very nice to the agents. She'll bring cookies. Kessler also claims the Clintons' relationship is only based on their desire to return to the White House in 2016. With America's record-breaking victory in this year's Women's World Cup, the leading personal finance website, WalletHub, took an in-depth look at 2015's best and worst cities for soccer fans. To find the best spots for soccer fans, WalletHub compared the 172 most populated U.S. cities with at least one college or professional soccer team across 18 key metrics. The data ranges for the average ticket price of a Major League Soccer game to stadium accessibility and the number of championships won. The worst cities for soccer fans, by the way, Detroit, Michigan, Lowell, Massachusetts, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Boca Raton, Florida, Jersey City, New Jersey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, New Haven, Connecticut, Riverside, Sacramento, and Stockton, California are at the very bottom of the list. The best cities for soccer fans, number 10, Dallas, followed by Washington, D.C., Notre Dame, Kansas City, Seattle, College Park, Maryland, Clemson and Conway, South Carolina, Mansfield, Connecticut, and number 1, Salt Lake City, Utah. The average ticket price for an MLS game is 4 times more expensive in Seattle than in Chicago. There are 35 times as many sports bars per 100,000 residents in Morgantown, West Virginia, than in Davis, California. And the attendance rate for MLS games is 2 times higher in San Jose than in Orlando, Florida. 84-year-old David Amram is an internationally renowned composer, conductor, and multi-instrumentalist, but he's also a country farmer, who I caught up with as he barbecued his fresh corn, still in the husk, at the local 4-H fair.
For any more pleasurable at this moment, my health couldn't handle it. It's just beautiful being back at the 4-H fair for the 31st year in a row, and I love it.
Wow, they've only been here for 44 years, so 31 out of 44 is a pretty good record.
1984, I loved it so much I've been able to make every one since then. Tomorrow, unfortunately, I can't be here because I have to go to Karlsruhe, Germany to conduct a symphony concert, have it programmed by chamber music, and play a big jazz concert.
And with David Amram, I'm Mike Bennett, and you are listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Picture this. You check into a job interview and take a seat.
Minutes later, the interviewer greets you, hand outstretched. You fumble as you hastily grab your materials and jump up. Now you awkwardly shift your materials so you can shake hands.
It makes a bad first impression. Avoid it with these three tips.
First, don't sit down. Then you can look them straight in the eye when you meet.
Second, hold your materials in your left hand so you'll be able to shake hands immediately.
Third, use the time. Observe what's on the walls. You may get cues to use in the interview.
Stand out by standing tall while you wait to be interviewed. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He's the king of speed. The first drag racer to top 300 miles per hour. His combined 69 victories in Top Fuel and Funny Cars places him second on the NHRA all-time list.
Far lane, the Bud King, Kenny Bernstein. At the track where he first went over 300 miles an hour, Kenny Bernstein gets the win.
So where is Kenny Bernstein now? As Kenny stepped back from driving, he continued as a team owner with his son Brandon continuing in the cockpit. Kenny's been a leader of the Professional Racing Organization, a group of drivers, owners, and mechanics working on safety and prize money issues. At the end of the 2011 season, Kenny announced his full retirement as both an owner and a driver.
Everyone today, wherever we go, they say, there's Mr. 300.
Kenny Bernstein, still the king of drag racing. I'm Ahmad Rashad.